One of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. In the name of the one true and living God, amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. It had been a relatively quiet day many years ago when a young man came up to me, Pastor, can I talk to you? This was the familiar start of dozens upon dozens of conversations held in Christ Church Cathedral. Sure, I said without hesitation. His interruption hadn't really shattered my concentration. I had been sitting there in the cathedral, prayer book in hand, for a while. In fact, I expected to be interrupted. It was a rare day that I wasn't. You see, after seminary, I was made canon pastor and liturgist at Christ Church Cathedral. And I had tried to make it part of my workday ritual to sit or to roam in the cathedral nave, to pastor and make myself available, not only to cathedral parishioners, but to anyone who might need to talk or to pray. Like so many who daily sought solace in the cathedral, this young man had wandered in to get some relief from the oppressive summer heat. He was maybe in his early to mid 30s. His clothes were dirty and sweaty. His hair matted. His backpack looked cumbersome, as if he had everything he owned crammed into it. He began to talk, and I settled in, and I listened, and I waited for it to come. His request for money, for anything. You see, when most times when our downtown neighbors, as we call them, started with, Pastor, can I talk with you? More often than not, it really meant, I really don't want to talk to you. I need a bus ticket. Or I have a job, but I don't have enough gas in my car to get there. Or do you have any spare change? But none of those requests ever came. Instead, the young man began to tell me his story. And he certainly seemed to have had a rough go at life. He shared how it seemed like his parents had given on him years ago, but fortunately, he had not given up on himself. He hated living on the streets. All he wanted to do was to work, to find something constructive to do with his life. There was something more he was supposed to do, he said. He paused for a moment, and then with his eyes brimming with tears, his voice softening and soon quivering, he said that all he wanted was to be treated by others as a human being like everybody else.
Amen.
Instead of someone or something to be avoided. We sat silently for a moment or two, and finally, he said to me, Pastor, you must think that I want something. I don't, but I do. I don't want money. I don't need a bus ticket. I want you to pray for me.
All right.
That's all I want. Pray for me. Is there anything in particular you wanted me to pray for? No, just pray. I remember taking his hands into mine, and we prayed. I cannot tell you the exact words that were said that day, but I know that we prayed together, our voices intertwining. It wasn't just my voice, but his as well, and it wasn't a quick prayer or even a formulated prayer found in our Book of Common Prayer. But it was a prayer that was long and deep. Deep as we stormed heaven's gate praying, asking for what seemed to be basic needs that anyone would ask for. A good place in which to find oneself mentally, spiritually, physically, and to be loved and accepted. After the final amen, I blessed him with the sign of the cross, and with that he got up and quickly went on his way. I looked for him to come back through the cathedral doors the next day and the next, but I never saw him again. It's been many years now, but I remember that day like it was yesterday. I can't help but remember him, the young man with the tousled hair and bulging backpack. And even as I think of him right now, I pray that if he is alive, that someone has treated him like the man he was. Amen. That God had answered his prayers and the prayers of others like him. Yes, yes. Luke's gospel, which we have heard often in our current lectionary cycle this year, is known as the gospel for the Gentiles, the gospel of women, the universal gospel. It is also known as the gospel of prayer, because you see, Luke shows us a Jesus who often prayed. He prayed at his baptism before he chose the 12, in deserted places before he fed the 5,000, at the transfiguration on the mountain, and as he hung on the cross. Jesus modeled what it meant to acknowledge the presence of his heavenly Father and to rely and pray that God's will be done. He showed us how. Today, when Jesus' followers asked him to teach them how to pray, he gave them a simple formula that has been passed on from generation to generation, learned by many of us as children when we first learned to speak. A prayer that bids us to give praise to God's holy name, to ask for what we want and need daily, for forgiveness, to remember to show others that same forgiveness, and to ask for help in times of trial. After teaching them how to pray, Jesus followed up by telling the story of the night visitor who shamelessly and brazenly knocked on his neighbor's door at an ungodly hour and asked for bread. Bread, until he got it. Jesus holds up that same bold attitude up for us, that we may shamelessly and boldly brazenly do the same with our God. To look to God as a loving parent who is ever present and willing to supply all our needs. Anytime we ask, 24/7, he says to us, ask, search, knock. And when you've prayed, do it again. And again and again, he says to us, be that little wide-eyed child who looks to their parent for sustenance and comfort. Be that person who isn't afraid to ask God for anything, no matter how large or small. And just know that your God, our God, loves us enough to give us whatever we need and more. Now, I would imagine that most of us, if not all of us, have at one time or another gotten down on bended knees and stormed heaven's gate, praying to God for many things. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Have you not ever gotten on your knees begging God for something?
Yes, amen.
For the health and well-being of our families and our friends.
Oh, yes.
For safety in storms, on the highway.
Oh,
I know I prayed on the highway.
Oh, yes.
As we walk down our city streets. I know we've prayed for our elected officials, for the safety of our children who seem to be target practice these days.
Yes.
For our men and young men who are often targeted. For change for the better in this city, nation, and the world.
Yes.
And of course, for ourselves.
Yes.
We want those test results to be right.
Yes.
We need the money for our bills. We tell God what we want, and we expect to get what we ask for. And all of that works fine until it doesn't. Because we all know that many times we don't always get what we want. Many of our young are lost. There continues to be violence, poverty, hunger, and injustice surrounding us. Global peace continues to elude us. There are some of us, many of us, perhaps, who even now as we sit here in this place, we are feeling overwhelmed or burdened. And for some of us, healing never comes. And we certainly haven't won that dream car or the lottery. Still, we are always invited to trust and rely on God's gifts.
Amen.
Even in the midst of confusion, pain, loss, and uncertainty.
Yes. Yes.
Always. But to pray, my friends, is not to imagine God as a humongous, never-ending vending machine. And God is not a Santa Claus who is quick to give us every desire of our hearts. The objective of prayer is to be in relationship.
Yes.
With our God.
Amen.
Yes.
To truly know God as that loving being who sees and knows our needs before we can even
yes.
ask.
All right.
To know this God who yearns for us to feel his presence in our lives.
Yes.
To know our God who truly cares for us like no one else can care for us.
Yes. Amen.
Who hears our pleas, our cries, our shouts, our silence, and yes, even our moaning. Who is with us no matter what challenges or obstacles come our way.
Yes.
God desires for us to be in relationship, for he is a God who sustains us and nourishes us and walks with us and guides us.
Yes.
Helping us, Lord, have mercy. To help make this world a better place.
Yes.
This is a God, my friends, and you know this. This is a God who is worthy of all praise.
Hallelujah.
And all thanksgiving, who gives those things that are good for us.
Yes.
Sometimes he may not give us what we want, but he will give us what we need.
Right.
Oh, I wish I had a witness in here this morning. I wish there was a witness to our awesome and on-time God. When it is all said and done, prayer is not about us having our way or changing God's mind. But having an awesome God being part of our daily lives.
Yes.
As the author and the finisher, the answer that we cannot get anywhere else.
All right. Yes. Amen.
Jesus tells us that in the gospel. He says, if you know how to give your children good things,
yes,
how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus knew this. He lived it. He taught us how to pray.
Yes.
So, sisters and brothers, I encourage you. Keep on asking. Keep on searching. Keep on knocking. And believe that the door will be open.
Yes.
And that our God,
yes,
our on-time God, is listening.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.